Making our way through this Tuesday morning, Sam Speck back on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we're joined in studio by the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
As we are most every Tuesday, just about, I swear, one of our most consistent and one of my most favorite interviews as well. So all here in the lightning stuff coming out of Independence, of course, it is recycling day, but we got something pretty cool happening with the middle and high schools tonight, don't we?
We do. It's that time of year again. The Independence High School and the middle school go together and they perform a strings concert, and that is at the High School Performing Arts Center, and that will be at 7 o'clock tonight, so everybody can mark that on your calendar. And we have a really strong strings program in our school system, so I'm sure they're going to put on a great concert. And then let's see, we've just got all kinds of things happening. I saw this on the calendar and I thought this would be something fun to make sure that everyone knows about. The Independence Public Library does a tremendous amount of programming, and they do programming for kids, they do programming for senior citizens, and they do programming for families and everything in between. And this week they actually have a senior day at the library on the 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning, all focused around seniors. And that same day they have an event called Family Matters Healthy Family Relationships Game Night, and that's from 5 to 6:30. Wouldn't that be fun to just get the kids home, get a quick meal, and head to the library and just have fun game night?
I'll tell you what, in my family, it would turn into quite the competition. That's just how she goes. We bring out a board game or card game or something like that, it turns straight into a competition. But tell you what, some of the more memorable times, no doubt about it. It's always a fun event, and then very cool. I was going to ask you as well, so they kind of work together, the middle and the high school, with their strings department.
Yes, they do. Well,
because I like that, because then basically the middle schoolers can walk right into the high school with that experience.
Absolutely. And they're inspired by all of that, you know, advanced talent in the high school.
Yeah.
And also it makes it nice for parents that have kids in the middle school and kids in the high school.
Yeah.
And they're not spending night after night, you know, at the concerts, which is all great. But it is nice to have everybody together and you can just enjoy one amazing concert. I'm telling you, they truly do have a good strings program at our high school and middle school. So,
well, then again, I mean, with the students and the familiarity with the program and the teachers, and just, you know, having that from middle school through high school, it can
carries
really
on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It does, and it really shows not only in the performance but the growth of the student as well. So,
and we have that with our band program too. You know, they start these kids in the fifth or sixth grade with you know, their band instruments, and they're playing in the middle school, and then they really see the amazing high school band and they aspire to continue on. And so we're very fortunate with our great music programs.
Yeah, I've always liked when schools work in connection like that. So it is, well, it's no lie, it's my first year here in southeastern Kansas. With that comes my first Neil Wallace celebration, and it's this weekend. I can't believe it.
I know.
Can't believe it.
So Neil Wallace starts on Friday, and it will start with the Addams Family, and that's a musical presentation that will start on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Friday and Saturday, it starts at 7:30 in the evening with a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. So mark your calendar and get your tickets for that at Niwala headquarters. That's going to be, I think that's going to be a really good musical. And I'm not kidding you, since this is your first Niwala, you should really get tickets to the musical because they are something to be seen. It's amazing, the local talent that we have.
And I love the Addams Family, too. What a
yes.
perfect setting for Halloween and the Neil Wallace celebration. And I had gone into the headquarters, seen some of the merchandise, which is actually really, really cool. Not going to lie. And then, obviously, I drive through the downtown area. So there's banners, everything set up left and right. So, I mean, I got to get the full circle. I got to get the event and such, but our game is in Independence this weekend, so I'll have no excuse not to be in Independence.
That's exactly right. So let me give you the rundown of Niwala, and then we'll talk football. So like I said, the Addams Family Musical will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And then on Saturday, as usual, we will always have our 5K, 10K, family fun run, chili cook-off, dessert contest, the medallion hunt will kick off out in Riverside Park all on Saturday, so that's a big day. And then on Sunday, there's also, besides the musical in 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there is Niwala Night at the Movies, and they're showing the Addams Family movie, and that's at the Independent Cinemas. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock in the evening. So that will be fun. And then on Monday and Tuesday, big night for our our senior girls. We'll have the talent competition for Queen Neela, and that's at 6:30 on Monday night, and at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening they will crown Queen Neela. On Wednesday, the food stands open up, 32 food stands. So,
oh wow!
Lots of opportunity.
Selection there.
See all of the food stands. So yeah, so come hungry when you come downtown Independence, starting on Wednesday evening, and the food stands will open up, and then the carnival rides will open up, and then of course on Thursday is the Doodah Parade, Friday is the Kitty Parade, Saturday is the Grand Parade, and also on Saturday will be the 10th annual Cops and Rodders Car and Bike Show, and that's in the parking lot of AutoZone. And then the Marching Band Festival will be that afternoon at 1:30, followed by the professional show of Lee Greenwood at the Historic Memorial Hall at 7:30 that evening on Saturday night. So, oh my goodness.
Long list of events there. And you got to love, you know, the selection, except I would probably end up hating it because I probably wouldn't be able to pick one out of 32 there. But again, free movie there. You know, everybody loves going to the movies, but in today's day and age with how Netflix and how things are going, it's a little pricey sometimes. And so free there for the beautiful cinemas in Independence. And wow, just pretty much at least one or two things that you can do each day.
I know,
in lots downtown of, Independence. So.
Lots of fun things. Niwala is always a great time of year, so be sure and you can go to their website. They have a brand new website. It's niwala.com, Halloween spelled backwards, so that should be easy for everyone to find. And again, check out Niwala headquarters in downtown Independence, and that is at 220 North Penn Avenue. And then you can also just mark everything on your calendar and be ready to go. So, well, we were talking football.
We were. Before we get down to the old trick-or-treat here, we can't skip over some football. We got on Friday night, and then, of course, as I had mentioned, the big rivalry game for Saturday night coming
up. I know. So the high school will play on Friday night. They're playing Rose Hill at 7 o'clock, followed by a big game on the 20th. That's this Saturday night as Independence takes on Coffeyville at Schulte Stadium at 7 o'clock. So that will be a big county rivalry and exciting to see who comes out on top.
Yeah, you know, like Matt and I have been talking about this one for weeks now, and both the teams have struggled compared to what they may have thought they were going to be at the beginning of the 2018 season. So this would be a big victory for them, you know, not only for to take away with the win, but to take away at least a shed of light through the 2018 season, because both Independence and Coffeyville have had their struggles.
That's
this
right.
year. Certainly. So big football games coming up this weekend. And then also, again, I think, are you guys still looking for people that need trunks in the downtown area for the end of the month?
We are. So we have a lot of Halloween things that are coming up, and Trunk or Treat is one of those events that I want to plug and kind of talk about. In downtown Independence, from 6 to 7:30 on Halloween night is Trunk or Treat, and I'm sure there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of kids down there, so I need lots and lots of trunks. And we're getting lots of good response, we do, but we would really like to line the streets of downtown Independence with lots of trunks. So if you are interested in doing that, please give us a call at 331-1890. We'll get you a form. We're still accepting forms and trunks, and we want to make it as big as we possibly can for all the kids. And we have lots of other trick-or-treat options as well. Earlier that day at the Zion Lutheran Church on 10th Street, from 5:30 to 7, they will also have a trunk or treat. And then Montgomery Place at 614 South 8th will have a trick or treat from 5 to 7. So you can get out early and go to Montgomery Place, and you can go to Zion Lutheran's parking lot and trunk or treat there, and then head on downtown to wrap up your Halloween experience. So lots of fun things that are happening with Niwala, and then wrapping up October with Halloween, and then it'll be be November, and I hate to rush the season, but I do want to talk about Veterans Day, if we can, just a little bit.
Yeah, I can't believe that, coming up with that. Well, I'm sure you guys, with the unveiling of the Veterans Memorial Square as well, are probably doing something over at Riverside Park with the old Veterans Day.
We are. So last year we had our first Veterans Day event, and it was amazing, and it just kept getting bigger and better as we continued to plan. And so this year, it's not anything different. We're going to have amazing things. It's going to start Saturday morning, November the 10th, which is always when we'll have our Veterans Day celebration, the Saturday before the holiday. We're going to kick it off at 7 o'clock in the morning at the Riverside Park Oval at the Riverside Park enclosed 4-H building. That is where we'll have the Veterans Appreciation Breakfast, and so all veterans are invited to participate in that. Like I said, 7 o'clock to around 8 o'clock. The reason why we moved it to the 4-H buildings from the Masonic Lodge is because then they'll be able to go walk right on over to the Oval and participate in a Run for the Colors. It's a 5K fun run walk, and at 9 o'clock will be a Veterans Walk of Honor. So we want to make sure that all the veterans get out, they enjoy their breakfast, they walk on over to the Oval, and they take a lap around the Oval as we play patriotic music and honor our veterans, and then the run walk will start right after that. You were talking about the Veterans Freedom Square, that amazing memorial in the park. And we're also going to be having the Voice of Democracy and Patriot's Pen Youth Essay Award presentations out there, along with they're going to read the names of all the veterans that have a paver in the memorial. So nice. I think that will be very moving as well. So you'll want to be out at Veterans Freedom Square, and that's going to be around 10:30 that will take place. And then up at Penn and Chestnut, you know, in downtown Independence, the bronze statues we're hoping that the rain quits so that can dry out. We can finish the project because we have some more concrete, some more electrical work, and some sod to lay.
Weather.
Please cooperate. So we're hoping that we can do a dedication of that celebration park at Penn and Chestnut on Veterans Day of Honor that Saturday around noon. So we're going to put that on the schedule. And then we'll have some pre-parade activities where we're going to have maybe some inflatables. Everyone will be getting American flags. We'll be passing out American flags to everyone. Beaded necklaces, face painting. Mid-Continent Band's going to be playing. And then right at 2 o'clock, the Veterans Day Parade will be starting. So we're needing still parade entries for that. So if you want to put a car in, or if you want to put a float, or if you want to put a truck, if you want to just make a banner and carry it, you know, there's lots of things that people can do to participate in that. Then right after the parade ends, which will end right down by Memorial Hall, there's going to be a community bean feed. Everyone is welcome to attend that. Right after that, there's going to be Heroes and Hot Rods. That's a car show at the Auto Zone. So you'll just make your way from the parade to get some beans to go watch the car show and take a look at that. And then right after that, all the veterans are invited out to a tailgate at Riverside Park at the East 4-H building, and that's at 5 o'clock. And then shortly after that, we will have Military Appreciation Night as Independence Community College takes on Ellsworth. And that game is set to start at 7 o'clock, but we will be doing a veterans recognition at 6:30. And we have some exciting things planned. There might be some things in the sky coming down, but I can't. Yes, some
can't quite
can't
give away
quite
yet.
Give it away yet, but I will tell you at least that much, and that will perk your interest. So be sure and mark that on your calendar. And again, if you are wanting to participate, you know the parade's only going to be as good as the entries that we have in it. So if you are interested, please let us know, and we will get you listed in our parade as a participant. And then do I have a little bit of time?
We got a couple minutes here.
Okay.
If you can squeeze it in two, let's hear about it.
Okay, we are having t-shirt sales, and the reason why I'm going to plug this and talk about this is because if we sell all the proceeds from the sale of these t-shirts are going to go to buy more brackets for the poles in downtown Independence and out on West Main so we can hang even more of the Veterans Day banners. Nice. So, you know, we have them all over downtown, but we continuously have more and more people saying, I want one of those banners. And so that's not the problem. We have lots of people willing to pay the $150 to have their loved one or family member on a banner, but we have to buy the brackets to put on the
got to be able to hold it somehow.
That's right. And so, and they're expensive. And so we're raising money for that right now. And we have these really cool shirts, and they're $20 a piece. And like I said, the proceeds will go to buy brackets for the veterans' banners along West Main Street. So if you're interested in one of those, be sure and contact the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll sell you a T-shirt. You can also get them at the Main Street office. And just get your T-shirt ordered, because the more shirts we've got on people's bodies, the more brackets we're going to have on poles.
Yep.
So the deadline for that is October the 29th. And then again, as we did last year, we're selling posters. They're a 12 by 18. It's $5 for the poster, and it's something that you can carry. I got one that has a picture of my dad on it, and it's on foam core, and you just carry it while you're walking through the parade.
Oh.
And show a picture of your loved one or family member,
yeah,
again that served in the military. So you can get those from the chamber as well. Like I said, they're 12 by 18, full color, $5 a piece. And then lastly, I will mention that the Fun Run registration is $20. And if you're a veteran, it's $10. And that includes a T-shirt for the participants. You need to get registered by the 29th. So again, lots of fun things are planned, and the money that is raised from that will go to the brackets to beautify our downtown.
Yeah, I was going to say, aesthetically, it looks amazing. I'm from Fort Collins and Loveland area, and Loveland during Valentine's Day, they went with the Loveland,
yes,
theme, and they hang up big old hearts and signs all on those brackets and signs. I mean, it takes up the entire downtown, wishing happy anniversaries, happy Valentine's, whichever. But again, they kind of stick with, you know, the Loveland theme, and as, mm-hmm, I mean, even just moving into Independence, it was always just very patriotic. So I knew Veterans Day, I knew kind of all of that. It was going to be a big event. So we've got that to look forward to, as well as Neowalla coming up this weekend. So
that's right.
Can't believe
fun
it.
Stuff.
No doubt. And director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. We will talk with you next week.
I'll be here.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.